Nuruddin Farah is a Somali writer in exile. He's the author of more than half a dozen novels, the latest of which, called Lynx, has just been published in this country. Alan Chuse has a review.
The main character of Farah's new novel is a Somali expatriate known as Jible. Jible's story opens with his arrival in contemporary Mogadishu, a city torn apart by clan wars and aching with poverty. 20 years before, he'd been imprisoned there. Now he's back to honor his mother, who died while he was living outside the country, by building a memorial at her gravesite. At first, everything seems to conspire against his mission. Down, 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 Jible sinks into the morass of Somalian politics and feuds. No accident the book is studded with epigrams from Dante's Inferno. He wanders through a city reeking of human flesh and populated by flocks of hungry vultures. He discovers trouble at every step. His friends are scarred and gun-hungry. The niece of one of his oldest friends has been kidnapped. Mogadishu is a hallucinatory city, washed by an intense sun and ravaged by teenagers with weapons. And civilization is at such a far reach that such simple acts as taking tea with a pal or getting a haircut seem like watershed events. What becomes of a nation when there's such a great disharmony that everyone is dysfunctional? Jible asks a friend. The younger ones will play truant, the friend replies. The civil servants won't do their jobs properly. The teachers won't teach. The police, the army, the entire civil service, nothing. It's only when there's harmony within the smaller unit that the larger community finds comfort in the idea of a nation. Reading this story of life in a war zone, where love and friendship are at a premium, you feel as though you might be coming down with a slight fever. Here is the novel as diagnostic instrument, with the writer and reader seeking to find some harmony amidst nearly absolute despair, some light in the heart of darkness.
The book is Lynx by Nuruddin Farah. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.